Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode.
Good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. Y'all, as usual, I'm just so elated to join each and every one of you all this morning, every Monday morning at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Time, to collectively say, thank you, Lord, for how far you have brought us from. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning. Thank you, Lord, for tapping us on our shoulder and saying, my child, I need for you to wake up again. I need for you to go forth and conquer and do all that I have called you to do. And I just pray that there are people out there right now that are literally under the sound of my voice and also going to be listening to this replay, thinking like, well, God, Crystal, what is it that God wants for me to do? And simply put, my friends, God just wants you to serve him, right? To give him all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. But I do believe that God has a very special purpose for each and every one of you all. And if you don't know your purpose, I pray that God will reveal it as you continue to pray, as you continue to get into a better relationship with God. He will reveal it to you by and by. And so just be honest with God, my friends, because God does know, truly know the issues of our hearts. And so just be vulnerable with God, right? Be vulnerable with God. And so that is my number one advice for you today, this morning, during this prayer call. All right, y'all, let's get into it. So, because somebody just put in the chat for me, Jesus is the reason for this season. Jesus is the reason for this season. Like, Jesus is truly the reason for this Christmas then that we are in. We are entering into this week within the next few days. We'll be celebrating the birth of our Jesus. This is the season of the year that we celebrate our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ's birth. And for that, we just say, thank you, Lord, for giving your son. Thank you, Lord, for giving us your only begotten son. Look at me getting into my message. But we just thank God for all that he has done for us. And so, my friends, let me just be fully transparent with you. You may even tell in my voice, but if not, I just want to let y'all know I am fresh off the flu. Listen, all last week I was laid in the bed sick, y'all. Let's just say I'm here, praise the Lord. So last week after the prayer call, I started to feel like sick and was forced to rest. How many of y'all know sometimes we just got to be forced to rest because we just be doing all the things? And yeah, but I was forced to rest, and I'm thankful that God allowed me to rest. Not thankful that I was sick like that. And I wasn't the only one sick. My family was sick, and so we were all trying to take care of each other. And yeah, by the grace of God, we have overcome that season. Praise the Lord. But we are still in the recuperation phase. And so, but yes, I'm feeling much better. Praise God. And what was supposed to get done regarding Christmas shopping or just thinking about the holidays in general, guess what? It did not. But God quickly reminded me that it's not about the gifts, the glitz and glam about the Christmas season that we can really get sucked into, right? But it's more so about the birth of God's Son, Jesus, who I just said is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, right? So, my friends, if it's about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that means it's not about, you know, the gifts given. It's not about what the world says that the Christmas season is about, but it is about the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, which, my friends, is the ultimate gift. So I just want to take this time to just thank God, to thank God for being a healer, for what, for first and foremost, of course, but also being a way maker, literally making a way out of no way, right? Making a way out of no way for us in this season. And I thank God for being the ultimate provider for all our needs and even some of our wants as well, right? And so I also thank God for his love, because that's what it's about. We got to remember that God loves us so much that he would do the most for us. He is our Heavenly Father and he loves us, literally loves us. I could just imagine God really wrapping his loving arms around each and every one of us right now, and saying, child, I love you despite what the world may call you, or despite what the world may tell you, despite what the world may show you. I love you because I made you. I made you and created you to be in my image. I created you. Yes. So God, so just think about that, right? Just think about how much God loves you, especially in this season, this Christmas season. God loves you so much that he is the ultimate gift giver. He is the ultimate gift giver. And I know during this time, this season, some of you all may be like, but I love to give a good gift. And that is good. But I got to also tell you some truth that God is the ultimate gift giver, because he did what? He gave us his only begotten Son, Jesus, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And the book of John 3:16 states that God, he gave his only begotten Son, and his only begotten Son, my friends, is Jesus, who we celebrate in this season, right? And again, going back to what I said earlier, Jesus is what? The true reason for this Christmas season. And so as I was sick and thinking about, okay, like, God, what is it that you really want me to say to your people this morning on the prayer call? And so the Lord wanted just me to share with you some simple reminders, some key reminders to do during this season, right? Key reminders for you to do during this season. And number one is to reflect. Number one is to reflect. Reflect on what you may ask. Reflect on God's love for you throughout this year. Reflect on God's love for you throughout this year, and the fact that he gave his only begotten Son, the fact that he gave his Son that he cherished so much, that he loved so much. But that's how much he loves us. That's how much he loves us, right? So reflect on God's love for you. Reflect on how much God has come through for you in your career journey. Reflect on how much God has come through for you in your business journey. Reflect on how far God has brought you from in life in general throughout the year of 2025. We literally only have a few more days in the year of 2025. So what perfect time to take now is to reflect, right? To reflect on those things. All right. Number two key reminders to do during this season is to simply rest. Now, Contrary to popular belief, you may think that, oh, you got to hustle and bustle and do all the things because the end of the year is coming and oh, yeah. And I already shared with y'all that it's go time. Yes, I did share that with y'all. And listen, it's still go time. I don't, because that message is really for the person that has been sitting on their gifts. And they're just twiddling their thumbs and like, I'm gonna just wait. I'm just gonna wait to the perfect situation, to the perfect timing to just do what I have to do at that time. But I'm like, the time is now. It's really no perfect time to execute what God has called you to do. The time is now, my friend. So get up and go execute. If you know for a fact that it's for you, get up, go do it. Okay. But in the midst of that, I do want you to rest. Rest to reduce the anxiety and truly reap God's gift of peace and joy in this season. Okay. Again, rest to reduce the anxiety and truly reap God's gift of peace and joy in this season. Only God can give you peace that surpasses all understanding. Okay. And only God can give you the joy that this world ain't give, and this world can't, of course, take it away because they ain't give it. Right. Okay. Number three thing. Of key reminders to do during this season, my friends, is to resist the tricks of the enemy that got you worried or panicked because you can't provide material things or something trivial under that Christmas tree. And if you don't even put up a Christmas tree, just resist the tricks of the enemy that got you worried about just giving. Or panicking because you can't provide those material things, period. So maybe somebody that you love or something of that sort, right? Resist the tricks because the enemy will tell you real quick, oh, you can't provide this, or you can't give this, or better yet, you can't do this because of whatever, right? Or because you may not have the resources that you may think you may need. To give that particular gift or to do that grand gesture that you thought that you may want to do. But guess what? I want to remind you that again, that's not the true reason for this season. It's not to one up somebody on some gifts or anything. Ooh, I wasn't even planning to say all that, but the Lord just shared that with me in my spirit. So whomever this is for, it's not to one up on anybody on a type of gift or, oh, I did this for somebody or I did this for my family. No, but did you share with your family or someone the gospel? Did you share with your family the true reason or some, not even family members, but just someone in general? Did you share with them the true reason for the season? Right? Did you share? Did you share about the birth of Jesus? Did you share that Jesus is the ultimate gift in this season? Right? Did you share? And I want to definitely put that in your spirit this morning and to just leave that right there with you. And I pray that you will do just those things, reflect, rest, and resist. Reflect, rest, and resist as you go throughout this Christmas season and also leading into this new year that we're about to embark upon. Yes, it's very exciting that we're about to get into this new year. We're about to have set some goals, and I hope that you're setting some goals for yourself because without setting goals, my friends, you're just literally aimlessly, you're aimlessly not aiming. You're not aiming at anything, right? You're not aiming at anything. And if we are to be wise and really get and ask God, and we're asking God for wisdom, number one thing we got to do is really get quiet with ourselves, ask ourselves, like, hey, God, what is it that you want for me to do in this new season? Allow God to inform you on what type of goals that you should have, right? Invite God into your strategy sessions, right? For your career, for your business, or just in life in general. Invite God in. And I guarantee that you will see a difference on how you go about pursuing your goals, whether it's financial goals, whether it's career-related goals, whether it's goals that align to your health journey, whether it's goals that align to building relationships within your family and so forth, whatever that may be, invite God in. Point blank, period, right? Invite God in. And so, my friends, today's message was simple and short. And I know some of you may be asking, are we still in the I Won't Keep Quiet series? My friends, truth be told, I don't know. I don't know. And I knew it was going to be a time where I shared that with you because honestly, I don't. But we are taking a break this week because I really wanted to share this message with you all about reflecting during this season, resting in this season, as well as resisting in this season, resisting the tricks of the enemy. Of course, not just resisting in general, but resisting the tricks of the enemy. That is key to this resist, right? And so we'll pick it back up next week. We'll pick it back up next week, but I didn't want it to be forced. And so if the Lord says don't pick it back up, we're not going to pick it back up, but it's okay. We're going to keep rocking and rolling with our career prosperity prayer calls, of course. All right. All right, y'all. Let's get into this good word of prayer. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for this, your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice, Lord. God, I thank you for the love that you constantly show them, God. I thank you for the favor all upon their life, God. Let them be reminded that favor follows them wherever they may be going throughout this life. Lord, within their career, within their businesses, within life in general, Lord, let them be reminded and see you in everywhere that they go, God. Let them look with not their carnal eyes, but their spiritual eyes, Lord, whether it be them going into the store and them getting a special discount out of nowhere, getting free food out of nowhere, getting free upgrades or whatever out of nowhere, Lord. Let them know that this is you speaking to them, Lord, in a special way. Like, hey, child, I got you. Favor truly does follow you because you are a child of God. And let them be reminded of that very special thing, especially in this season, Lord. God, we thank you for the ability to rest, Lord, the ability to rest. Have us to rest unapologetically in this season, Lord. Rest to reduce the anxieties that we may feel as it relates to this holiday season, Lord. God, I come against any seasonal depression, Lord. I come against any negative thoughts, Lord, that people may have throughout this holiday season right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we just replace the negativity with peace, Lord, and the peace that only you can give. Your word says that you give us peace that surpasses all understanding in Jesus' name, and that you give joy, joy that the world can't take away. So God, have us to reflect on that type of joy and that type of peace in this season, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And have us to reflect on your love that you always show us, God, the love that you're going to constantly show us as we enter into a new year, Lord. God, we thank you. We thank you for wrapping your arms around us, God, and uplifting us in areas, whether it be our finances, whether it be our health, whether it be our careers, God, whether it be our relationships that we are trying to establish in this season, or men, Lord, in this season. God, let us be reminded that you are in the midst, that you are in the details, and that you do truly care about each and every one of us, Lord. God, we thank you for showing us and reminding us of the true meaning of this Christmas holiday season, Lord. And that is to celebrate your son, the birth of your son, Jesus, in this world, the ultimate gifts, Lord, that you have given us, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you. We thank you for constantly blessing us. We thank you for reducing any anxieties we may feel in order to truly provide for our loved ones in this season, God, but always allow us to be reminded to share the gospel, to share the true gospel of what this season is all about. So in Jesus' precious name, I pray, amen and amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer. And for those of you all that are not off this week, have a wonderful and blessed work week. If you are off, definitely enjoy your time off in this season. And again, do what? Reflect, rest, and resist the tricks of the enemy as you do what you have been called to do in this season and beyond. All right, you all, I'll catch you back up here next time.
Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.